William Bouse, Bryan Fire Department, with us this evening. I asked you before we went on the air whether you all have had a busier sequence of fires in recent months. I can't recall that in the year I've been here.
No, I think we're outdoing ourselves at the moment on the amount of fires. What with the weather, this drought, and just some other things going on, we just have had a lot of them the last couple of weeks.
Well, let's recap some of the activity.
Well, we had a pickup truck that belonged to a plumbing company that was stolen, and then Fred Taylor, one of the other investigators in our office, came across it the next morning on fire over off Earl Rudder. That's still under investigation. They're still working that case as a combination case between Bryan PD's theft investigators and our office for arson. It's still under investigation. We're still looking to figure out, you know, who stole it. The wildflower fire, which was Zwerneman Flooring building, not their building, but they were a tenant, along with the coffee company, Twin City Coffee Service. That one's going through a little bit of investigation still. We have a area of origin, a spot that started, but we got a couple of questions to still answer on how it got there. Broadmoor.
And this is the office building last Friday.
Right, the one that we had while College Station was working an apartment complex at the same time.
Yeah, where y'all were dealing with 90-degree temperatures before you get to the fire and 40-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, yes. The Broadmoor building, the suppression crews managed to do a great job of stopping it. There was a firewall built into the building that pretty much held it to one side and saved a good part of the building, along with the fast work of the suppression crews. There was a lot of wind, and it really helped whip that up. We're still a little undetermined. Need to talk to a few more people. We did have a canine accelerant dog from the state fire marshal's office come over and run through and didn't hit on anything, but we still need to interview a couple more people. And that ended Gerald's week and started my week after that. And last night about midnight, we had a car that totally burned up over at East Street in Bryan near the railroad tracks. The owner has come forward this afternoon looking for it as a stolen vehicle. So we have finally figured out who owned it. Now we're going to try to figure out who took it there and burned it up. There wasn't a lot of activity in that section of East Street. There's no houses. There's one storage type building in the railroad tracks. So obviously, if anybody happened to be around there around that period of time, it was a 94 Park Avenue that's kind of bronze in color before it was burned. And if anybody saw anything that they think's helpful, we'd really like them to call us. And that's pretty much it for the fires.
Seems like an awful lot, though, in a short period of time.
It has been. It's kept us really busy, along with all of our other usual tasks.
What's the typical training, particularly, I go back again to the situation on Friday where the conditions were just about as bad as you can get them to be able to hold up physically with what Mother Nature threw at you, much less what the fire threw at you?
Well, that's something that all the fire departments go through is continual training. And also physical fitness. They support physical fitness in their departments. Every year, all of our personnel go to Texas A&M to the sports lab over there and have to go through a physical stress type testing that we go through, several different types of things that we're tested on. And they keep statistics on how each one of us is doing, and they have actually, over the years, actually caught a couple of the more seasoned firefighters that were starting to have a little issue when stressed in the treadmill and so on, and actually caught some things early for them that could have caused them to have a major episode while out there doing their job in the extremes. So it's been a good program for us, and we've been doing that for almost 20 years now.
That's a good piece of history to have then, the further that firefighters with the department, then that kind of history can be a big help then.
Oh yeah, it does. It helps us kind of know where we're at. It helps the department know where the department as a whole is at. It gives us some ideas on if we need to get some more equipment for the guys, training equipment, things like that. It helps them see where they're at as a group and what they can withstand.
Another minute or so this evening with William Bouse. What else might we talk about as far as the reminders?
Well, the reminder is the commissioners kept the burn ban on, and for good reason. We just got a Forest Service bulletin in earlier this morning that in the last 6 days, 500,000 acres have burned in Texas. It wasn't all here, thankfully, but the county's been busy almost every day with a grass fire in the last few days. So it's definitely time for everybody to be extremely cautious. Extremely cautious.
Well, as catastrophic as it's been out in West Texas, where there's no human life out there, that sort of coverage could take place here or anywhere else there's a drought.
Well, it could, and what makes it even more extreme is you may get out in West Texas where they burn off, several million acres of a pasture, and although that's damaging to the rancher, we don't have that big a distance between people's homes and their property and where they live and work and reside. So that puts us at more of a danger for human loss and life loss if one of these things gets rolling through our county.
Same thing applies too. We've had the two vehicle thefts and fire set, and that could easily trigger into a grass fire too, even in an urban setting.
Right. Any fire could turn into basically a conflagration, get totally out of control and take over a very large area and do extreme amounts of damage.
All right, out of time for this visit. As always, appreciate the update.
Thank you very much. And let me remind everybody, 209-5960, if you'd like to talk to anybody in the marshal's office, especially if you have a question or if you need to give us some information.
Terrific. William Bouse, Bryan Fire Department, with this on News Talk 1620 WTAW.